আলহামদুলিল্লাহ রাব্বিল আলামিন ওয়া সসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদিল মুরসালিন আম্মা বাদ ফাআউযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম বিসমিল্লাহির রহমানির রহিম আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া রাসূলুল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া হাবিবাল্লাহ আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া নাবিয়াল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া নূরাল্লাহ আলহামদুলিল্লাহ আজ্জা ওয়া জাল উই আর ব্যাক উইথ দ্য সিলসিলা উইথ দ্য প্রোগ্রাম লেটস লিসন টু এ স্টোরি from the Holy Quran. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, today we have come with another story from the Holy Quran, another beautiful, another interesting, and a story with so many lessons. We have come again. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, try your best that you gather your family around you, your household members around you, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, try to watch it from the beginning to the end, as it is really, really interesting. And what you're going to listen today is going to teach us many lessons as well. So alhamdulillah, a new lesson today, a new story today from the Holy Quran. Stay tuned with Madani channel inshallah Azza wa Jal. So before we get into our story of today from the Holy Quran, let's listen to a fadilat and excellence of sending salawat, sending durood sharif upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who recites durood upon me once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So the story we are going to discuss about today is actually regarding a unique kind of a feast, some unique type of food. And along with that, obviously, there are many lessons for us as well. So this was actually about a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who was the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That was Sayyiduna Isa ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. So the disciples of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam said, O Isa bin Maryam, is your Rabb, is your Lord capable of descending a feast for us from the sky? Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam warned them that if you are believers, then you know you should fear from demanding such things from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hearing this, the disciples said that they are not demanding that in order to see divine signs, but they want to satisfy their hunger and that they come to know about his truthfulness so that their hearts gain satisfaction and they become a witness so that the Bani Israel may believe their evidence and they may attain full satisfaction as well. As a result, the faith of the believers will strengthen even further and the unbelievers will embrace and come into the true faith. Following the request of his disciples, Sayyiduna Isa ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam supplicated, made dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O Allah azza wa jal, O our Lord, send down for us a table spread with food from heaven so that it may become an Eid, a festival for us, for our former and later people. And let it be a sign from you and give us sustenance, and you are the best provider of sustenance. This is the translation of the ayah number 114 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. So in response to the supplication of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, Allah Azza wa Jal replied that, although I will descend a feast, but afterwards, anyone committing unbelief among the Bani Israel will be tormented, will be punished so severely that no one else would ever be tormented like that. Therefore, following the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, few angels descended bearing feast from the skies consisting of 7 fish and 7 loaves of bread. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that the angels brought meat and bread from heavens, and according to some other reports, it was a big boneless fried fish. Oil was dripping from it. Salt was present near its head and vinegar near its tail. Allahu Akbar, fried fish with salt and vinegar. Allahu Akbar, that's delicious already. So it was surrounded with different types of vegetables, and there were five bread along with it. On top of one of the bread, there was olive oil. On the second one, there was honey. On the third one, there was ghee. On the fourth one, there was cheese. And on the fifth one, there were fillets of meat. Allah! Upon seeing these on the dining mat, Shamu'un, the chief of the disciples of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, asked, O Ruhullah, is this feast a worldly food or heavenly food? He alayhi salam replied, this food is neither heavenly nor worldly. Allah Azza wa Jal has just created it through His supreme power and sent it for you. Then Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam ordered the Bani Israel to eat the feast as per their desires and warned them to refrain from any sort of mischief, and directed them not to store the food for the next day. But the Bani Israel breached the trust and hoarded the food. They collected the food for the next day. Due to this disobedience, they became victim of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way that when they slept at night, but when they woke up in the morning, their faces were deformed, and few had turned into pigs and others into monkeys. Then Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam supplicated for their death, and thus on the third day, all of these people died and vanished off from the face of the earth. It is a mystery as to what happened to their corpses, what happened to their dead bodies, whether the earth swallowed them, or what else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described this strange and wonderful event in Surah Al-Ma'idah of the Holy Quran. And due to this incident, this surah has been named as Surah Al-Ma'idah. Ma'idah means a table spread, a dastarkhan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran,
قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ اللَّهُمَّ رَبَّنَا أَنزِلْ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ تَكُونُ لَنَا عِيدًا لِأَوَّلِنَا وَآخِرِنَا تَكُونُ لَنَا عِيدًا لِأَوَّلِنَا وَآخِرِنَا وَآيَةً مِّنْكَ وَرْزُقْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ قَالَ اللَّهُ إِنِّي مُنَزِّلُهَا عَلَيْكُمْ فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بَعْدُ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنِّي أُعَذِّبُهُ عَذَابًا لَا أُعَذِّبُهُ أَحَدًا مِّنَ الْعَالَمِينَ
Translation from Kanzul Iman. Isa alayhi salam, the son of Maryam, said, O Allah, O our Lord Azza wa Jal, send down for us a table spread with food from heaven so that it may become a day of Eid festival for us, for our former and later people, and it be a sign from you, and give us sustenance, and you are the best provider of sustenance. Allah Azza wa Jal said, I am sending it down to you. So if now any of you disbelieves thereafter, I will give him such a punishment which I will not give anyone else in the whole world. Allahu Akbar. You know, this incident is such a lesson for us. It has so many things we have to learn. It has so many points that we should implement in our lives. So many things to learn from. Allahu Akbar. The Quran is such a miracle. The Quran is such a perfect guide. It not only advises us, but it advises us through events and through stories, through the stories of different nations, through what they did, through what their habits were. So according to that, we may understand what is right and what is wrong in a much better manner, because we have an example in front of us. And who is giving us that example? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is giving us that example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us so many narrations, so many incidents from the Holy Quran. So what do we learn from this certain story is that you see how dangerous it is to oppose Anbiya alayhimu salam. That when the Bani Israel opposed and disobeyed the Nabi by being mischievous towards the heavenly feast, by hoarding for the next day, the severe torment from Allah Azza wa Jal struck them, deforming their faces into that of pigs and monkeys. They were destroyed in such a way that even no signs of their graves, no signs of their corpses, no signs of their dead bodies were left anywhere. All those who breach the trust of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rusul alayhimus salam should learn a lesson from this parable, from the story of the Holy Quran, that it may result into severe punishment, it can result in destruction, it can result in becoming cursed people. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from being disbelievers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from being disobedient. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from His punishment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from His torment. That this Bani Israel, what was their crime? Because, alright, they placed a request. The request was accepted. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam first even warned them that you are placing a demand. They said, no, it's not a demand, it's a request. Because we want our faith to be stronger. So, you know, we have something which we have witnessed with our own eyes. We can tell to the people that yes, we have seen the power. We have seen how it is. We were blessed with our request being accepted. So, you know, it will strengthen our faith even more. Anyway, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam accepted, the dua was made, and they got such wonderful ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were blessed so uniquely from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what did they do? They disobeyed. They did not take care of the ni'mat. They did not appreciate it in a way that they should be thankful to Allah and be obedient for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded them. But no, rather, they showed their greed. They showed their disobedience. And as a result, the punishment struck them. So this is something we should always remember, that what Allah has said, what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, what the Sharia tells us, we have to stick by it. Whatever rules they are for us, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us in so unique manners. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us so wonderful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the tongue we talk with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the eyes we see with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ears we hear from. In fact, the oxygen we take in every second, especially those people in the hospitals who have to take so much of oxygen daily, and they're paying heavy bills in the hospitals as well. Why? For that oxygen which we are taking free of cost, and yet we do not appreciate it. Likewise, so many blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our legs we walk in. A crippled man can tell you what is like to have legs. A person without hands will tell you what is like to have hands. Even the fingers on our hands for our gripping of things. This is actually a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever ni'mat, whatever blessing we have attained from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so everything has a guide, that Allah ta'ala has given us this, we should appreciate it in this manner. Like how you drive a car, so you just don't sit in the car and start driving anyhow. Obviously there's a manual for it, there is a guidance for it, that you drive it in this way, then it is correct. If you drive it in this way, it is incorrect. You cannot drive like this, you cannot drive like that, you should drive like this and you should drive like that. You should drive in your lane, you should give indicator, you should, you know, keep watch on your side mirrors and stuff. So there's a whole guide on it. So imagine the most complex machine in the entire universe, the human body, made so perfectly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us guide for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us sharia for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us Quran for it, so that we maintain our lives, we maintain our day-to-day routines in light of the rules set down for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with intellect, And most of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the treasure of Iman. So as a believer, this is our duty that we stay duty bound. We stay obedient to Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We should have this firm intention that whatever I do, whatever I say has to be within the bounds of Sharia, should not be of anything which may be counted as disobedience to Allah or His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So another point we learn from this incident of Bani Israel, from this waqi'ah, from the story of Bani Israel regarding how they, you know, disobeyed Allah ta'ala, how they disobeyed a messenger, a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they were blessed at first and how they were punished later on. What else do we learn from this entire event and the entire story? We learn that greed is actually a curse which may destroy a person. It may finish a person completely. Allahu Akbar. What was the reason that the Bani Israel disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What was that certain disobedience? Yes, of course, they went against the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in which manner was it? It was in a manner of hoarding the food. Because the condition was that they should not disobey. They should not hoard it for the next day. They should not save it, collect it, gather it. They stored it. And that was actually a result of their greed. And this greed left them without anything at the end. This greed turned them into monkeys at the end. This greed turned them into pigs at the end. This greed earned them the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It earned them the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, they were enjoying the blessings of Allah ta'ala. If they did not hoard and they were obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they had no problems at all. But they challenged the command of Allah ta'ala. They went against it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all sorts of disobedience. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from disobeying or displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, the verse which was recited, that Sayyidina Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam says, Ya Allah ta'ala, grant us a heavenly feast. You know, that Al-Ma'idah from the heaven, so that it can be a day of Eid for us and for those who come after us. Allahu Akbar. So this supplication of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, what did it mention? The day when the divine feast will descend will be the day of Eid for our predecessors and our successors. From this statement, we derive this point that the day when a divine sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is revealed, it is actually a day of rejoicing. It is actually a day of celebration. That Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam requested a heavenly feast from the sky. And along with that, he said that that will be a day of Eid. It will be a day of rejoicing. Then imagine when a heavenly feast descends from the sky. That may become a day of rejoicing. Then what about when the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is born and comes to the world? How blessed would that day be? That would be a much greater Eid. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The day and night of the birthday of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is undoubtedly the day and night of the revealing of the greatest sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, celebrating the day of Eid Miladun Nabi and calling this day as Eid Milad is in accordance to the teachings of the glorious Quran. Celebration of the joy by holding gatherings at homes, by decorating places, cooking excellent food, and eating yourself as well and feeding others as well. All these are the signs of Eid and are the modes of celebrating a day. Because they do not contradict Sharia. Any such celebration which do not contradict the Sharia. And what, at the end of the day, what happens in Miladun Nabi gatherings? It is the recitation of the Holy Quran. It is the recitation of praises of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is eating and feeding. Feeding is such a great amal. It is such a great act. You know, people rejoice. They smile, they spread smiles, they give out charity, they hug one another, they read naat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they decorate their homes. And why not? Why not? It is actually the day That blessed day when the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came to this world, arrived to this world. This is a holy tradition by virtue of which the Ahlus Sunnah, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, celebrate the great birthday of our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the ones who get irritated on this blessed day, confine themselves in their homes, maintain darkness in their homes, wander here and there and wearing dirty clothes with faces messed up and ridicule themselves on this day of Eid. And you know, all these sorts of things, those people who do, make dua for them. That may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them the true understanding of the Holy Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them the true understanding of Sharia. Because if they read the Holy Quran with love and understanding, definitely they will realize that celebration of Mawludun Nabi is actually encouraged to us from the Holy Quran. Meaning, celebrations on the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is encouraged in the Holy Quran. So who can be a greater ni'mat? Who can be a greater blessing? And what can be a greater blessing than our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have heard this Quranic story, and from this Quranic story, we also attained few messages regarding disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that how dangerous it is, that we should be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Along with that, it is very, very harmful to be disobedient to a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Along with that, what we learn is the celebration on the day of ni'mah, on the day of blessings, is actually a factor encouraged by the Holy Quran and seen in the Holy Quran, and encouraged in an event of a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is about the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Isa alayhi salam said that it will be like a day of Eid for us. So definitely rejoicing over the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is actually reward worthy, and we shall be rewarded for these actions because we are rejoicing over the birth of the best of creation. But today's message, which I want the viewers of Madani channel to take back, is that Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this event, in this story, we learn that disobedience is actually a destruction. Disobedience is actually a destruction. Now, the Bani Israel disobeyed their Nabi, the one superior to them, their Nabi. So obviously, we do not have, you know, a company, a physical company of a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have the companies of our seniors, meaning those who are elders, our parents, our teachers, the elders in the society. So when they at times tell us to do something, they at times tell us to refrain from something, they at times may not fulfill our requests, or they at times may fulfill our request, but with some conditions, we should respect these things. We should, you know, pay attention towards these things. That if your father has given you something, if your mother has given you something, if your teacher has given you something, and along with that, the conditions are there for easy understanding. A father buys, you know, a car to the child and says that, okay, I'm buying you this car with the condition that this is your speed limit and you do not pass beyond that. And the youngster is a youngster after all. And if he goes beyond that, there will be a destruction for him waiting ahead. So these things should be taken care of. Their father has said something, yes, we should obey it. The mother has said something, we should obey it. They have refrained us from doing something, we should honor their command, and we should do as they are saying. Likewise, for students, this is also a message. Your teacher has given you a task. Your teacher has given you something to do. Carry out those things. Because disobedience to teachers, disobedience to elders, disobedience to parents may also bring us so much of damage in our life. It will actually be so much harmful for our spirituality. It will be so much harmful for our better upbringing. And on a future run, if we see, what will happen is that when we, meaning the youngsters, become parents, become elders in a society, become elders in a home, and our youngsters do not listen to us, our young people do not obey by what we say, are not obedient to us, we will not be able to withstand that. So now is the time. If any of the viewers, youngsters, middle age, if you were disrespectful towards the parents, if you were not very good to the elders in the society, you were not very good with the teachers, now you have the time. Mend your relations with them. Be good to them. No, but he did like that. No, but he said like that. My father did like that. I have my own life. You have your life because your parents gave them to you. You have your own life because your parents gave them to you. If your parents weren't there, your life wouldn't be there. Your existence wouldn't be there. So, you know, we should understand these points that parents are parents after all. Elders are elders after all. Teachers are teachers after all. They are guiding us. They're feeding us. They're helping us. They're clothing us. They have done each and everything for us. Inshallah, one of the episodes, we may, if there may be a chance, further speak about it if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. Keep watching Madani channel. And yes, don't forget today's story. Don't forget the lessons extracted from today's story of the Holy Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Holy Quran. We'll see you in the next episode. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Let's listen to a story from the Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Quran.